Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. You're listening to us live coming from the great state of North Carolina where the skies are not cloudy all day and are blue all the time. I want to welcome you to today's show where we talk about what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through, and in that process, encourage someone, mentor someone, speak to someone that they can do the very same thing that you did also. My name is Charlie Childs, Jr. It's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. All that leading to what? Total prosperity. What is total prosperity? Being prosperous in your spirit, being prosperous in your soul slash your mind, and being prosperous in your body. Again, welcome to today's show. Today is April 3rd, 2015, Good Friday. Victory Friday, all at the same time. It's funny how Victory Friday comes on a Good Friday. That is fantastic. Because victory is every day in your life, you just have to receive it. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what you happened to you yesterday. It doesn't matter what happened to you last night. It doesn't matter what happened to you 15 minutes ago. It's what you're going to do with that and where you're going to go with that. Well, welcome to today's show. And what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about a little bit about the Spirit. Yes, it is Good Friday. It's the Friday before Resurrection Sunday. So we have some things to talk about here. We're going to talk about what is the Christ in you doing, and is the Christ in you identifying with the Christ of other people? And are you Christ-like? What is Christ-like? What does that mean? Does that mean that I just have to receive and accept everything that happens to me? No. That means you get the whip out and you get the heathens out your father's house. That's what that means. So, we'll be right back. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network here on Victory Friday.
Yeah! Let's go!
We all have overcome.
Dollar Idea Network Radio Show, where we're talking about what we talk about here, and it's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can experience your victory. Everyone has a valley experience, but everyone needs to have a victory experience also. So don't get stuck in the valley. If you're in the valley, keep walking through the valley. Don't stop. Keep walking through the valley. Yesterday we talked about what is your center. What is your center? Are you money-centered? Are you work-centered? Are you possession-centered? Are you pleasure-centered? Are you friend-centered, enemy-centered, etc., even church-centered? That is critical that you understand in the process of governing and guiding yourself through the processes of life. You can realize, once you realize what center you are, then you can move in the direction you're supposed to move in to experience total prosperity. Now, before we even get any further into the broadcast, when everyone needed to stand up or put their hand on their left, right hand and place it on their back and pat them on the back like that, because everyone deserves and understands that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, whole body. And just think, everyone did make it this far this Friday. Everyone did make it up this morning. Everyone didn't get up yesterday morning. So this is for those who were doing the right thing all the time. This is for those who are keep on keeping on, even though the odds seem against you, because the world and God on your side, you're going to win every time. But you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, whole body. This is for you guys. One more time. Again, it's important to acknowledge the little steps that you take towards your victory, the little steps you take towards your vision, the little steps that you take to the purpose that you have in your life today. It's important because it's a psychological reinforcement that you go through. Yes, you're encouraging yourself. Yes, you went through something. Yes, you got through it and are on the other side. So acknowledge yourself in that. Pat yourself on the back. That is quite okay to do that. Now, here today, we're talking about Good Friday. We're going to talk a little about Good Friday and your spirit and where your spirit should be and what it should be, the identifier of your spirit. What is the model that you should compare yourself to in going through and developing your spirit as a whole? Well, that's Christ. Christ-like is the word. Christ-like. Your spirit is supposed to connect to the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, receive the information you need in order to get across the finish line, in order to have the question answered to the question that you don't have, or the question to the answer that you do have. All that is key, because it's not your strength that's going to get you through. It is not your body or your mind that's going to get you through. It is your spirit. What is your spirit? What did you speak today? Did you speak life? Did you speak joy? Did you speak happiness? Did you speak peace, understanding, encouragement? When those things come out of your mouth, you're encouraging yourself, and that is encouraging yourself in the spirit. So I highly, if you have one of the things that my children do is they have a morning recitation. Morning recitation reminds themselves that they're a child of God, they've been woven and made in His image, and that they should act as such. Because when you understand the fact that you are special to God Himself, and that He has a personal interest in you because He knows the numbers of hairs on the top of your head, you're not going to act any kind of way you want to act. You can't, because you have to represent. If you know your big brother's Christ, what you going to do? Of course, everyone calls him a big brother when they're having some challenges. But you have to understand that you also have to represent. What does represent mean? Meaning that you take the high road in understanding, the high road in forgiveness, the high road in being the leader in terms of what represents Christ in your house. You have to be Christ's personal representative in your house. So that means you have to live the way Christ would live. Oh, wait a minute. I felt some pushback on that. No, you can't go to the club Saturday night and be in church Friday morning. That just doesn't work. Because all that you do affects you. And people aren't telling you that. So you just can't do anything because it affects your whole being. Your whole being is what's special to God. Being a spirit with a soul lives in a body, you have to understand that all these parts can affect each other. As long as you're here on this planet, whatever touches your body is going to touch your mind, is going to touch your spirit. Whatever touches your mind is going to touch your body, is going to touch your spirit. Whatever touches your spirit is going to touch your mind, and is going to touch your body. With that being said, be careful what you touch. Because you can't touch everything. You can't have everyone in your life or everything in your life. You can't watch the horror shows and expect to be healthy in your mind. Because violence is not an additive to Christ. Now, Christ wasn't nonviolent, but Christ was not violent. So, yes, he pushed the stores and the money changers out of the church. Yes. This righteous anger. That was righteous anger. Just flipping a chair over because you feel like flipping a chair over is not righteous anger. So what is the Christ that you're identifying with? Or do you have a Christ in you that's identifying? That's something to think about. Because Christ's way is the only way and always the right way to get through. Because when you mix your stuff in what Christ does, or God and I worked it out. No, God and I don't work nothing out. It's either his way or you hit the highway. And if you don't do it his way, he gives you an opportunity to say, look, you get your lesson. If you don't understand your lesson, turn around, come back, repent, whatever you've done. Yes, you can get with the program. You can get the blessing you're supposed to have. But if you and God worked it out and you're going to go ahead and do your thing, it doesn't work that way. Because what the devil tell you every time, he won't tell you to stop. He'll say, just don't stop right now. You can keep doing what you want. You can stop later. But what is later? Later could mean you're dead. Later could mean that someone that was important to you is taken out of your life. What can later mean? Later could mean losing the joy that you have, the peace that you have, the understanding, because you're doing something that's not lined up with Christ. So what is the Christ-like person doing? What is the Christ in you lining up with the Holy Spirit that you're supposed to be lined up with? It's critical that you, and that's my word, that's the C word for today, is critical. Today is Good Friday. Someone that loved you so much gave their life for you. Are you willing to do the same thing for him? Someone that loved you so much gave their life for you so that you could have peace, so you could have the victory. Because how the story goes is that we win in the end. And once you understand we win in the end, all the stuff in between really doesn't make any difference. Yes, you have your highs, your lows, your pains, your sorrow. But the thing about that is that once you have pain, pain is temporary. It's what you're going to replace that pain with. Every being on this planet yearns to worship. What are you worshiping right now? Yesterday we talked about which is your center. Your center is equivalent to your worship center. Are you worshiping money? Are you worshiping work? Are you worshiping your possessions? Are you worshiping pleasure? Are you worshiping your enemy? Are you worshiping the church and not worshiping in church? Are you worshiping yourself? Because each of those centers gives you, well, it doesn't give you the security that you're supposed to have. That means no fear. It doesn't give you the guidance. That means it doesn't give you the guidelines for you to make decisions on. It doesn't give you the wisdom so that you can get to the next level. And in terms of power, your personal power, it's limited based on the finiteness of you. But when you connect to the Holy Spirit, you're no longer finite. You're infinite. You have that infinite wisdom, that infinite victory, that infinite understanding, that infinite peace that you have. How can the rain be falling down? The building just came down around you. You just got out of the car accident, and you have a peace that passes all understanding. Why is that? Because your spirit is connected with the Holy Spirit, and that Christ-likeness is shining through. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here today. Today we're talking about things of the Spirit, because that is critical. Because your spirit's going to pull you through whatever you're going through right now. Whether you're in jail, whether you're outside of jail, whether you have your own personal jail, in your own house, inside your own mind. That, the Spirit will actually be pulling you through in that process. So, is it about the breakthrough? Is it about getting above the ceiling? Sometimes the ceiling is in your mind. And sometimes, well, actually, most times, the only way that you're going to be able to break that ceiling is with your spirit. And that's your connection with the one and only. We're going to take a brief break here. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network, because you already have the victory.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Hold on, 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 h
Where we're talking today about things of the Spirit is Victory Friday. You got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And that's very, very important because there are people that have gone through life that were not able to do that. There were people that did not have life this morning when they woke up. Either you were either spiritually dead, mentally dead, or even physically dead. But you can't be spiritually dead. You have to be awakened and quickened in your spirit to get and understand the message you're supposed to receive. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about what is the victory in your spirit and how does it manifest itself? What do you have to do to receive the victory in your spirit? Because what are the benefits of the victory in your spirit? The benefits of Christ being in your life is you have the ability to encourage others. You think clearly. You celebrate life. You are patient. And you monitor what you feed yourself, both in your spirit, in your soul slash your mind, and in your body. And you discipline in the way that you conduct yourself. And you live purposefully. All those things are benefits, and all those things are also habits that you can develop also. That's what we're talking about today. Hope in the Spirit. When you have Christ, have a relationship with Christ, you understand that it doesn't matter what it looks like. What did he say about it? What is seated in your spirit? What is seated in your spirit right now? If you don't know where your child is, what is seated in your spirit? If you don't know where your spouse is, what is seated in your spirit? What is seated in your spirit right now? Is fear seated there? Is regret there? Is unforgiveness there? That's why it's important for you to identify with the Christ in you. Because you cannot do it on your own. If you need to forgive somebody, you cannot do that on your own. You need the help of Christ to do that. Only he can help you through that. By he connecting through you through the Holy Spirit, that's how you get those miracles to happen. That's how the unexpected happens. The unexpected good, that is. God is good all the time. God would not tell you to do anything crazy. He won't tell you to do anything stupid either. So it is critical. What is the Christ in you? Are you acting Christ-like? Because if you're representing, you can't do what everybody else is doing. If you want to experience the victory every day, every minute of every hour of every second of your rest of your life, you got to be led by the Spirit. Your Spirit's got to lead your mind and your body. Because if it doesn't, then you invite confusion into your life and a whole bunch of mess in your life that you don't deserve to have. People don't deserve mess in their life, but sometimes the choices they make create mess. How do you get out of mess? Stop doing what you're doing and turn around. And it's just that easy. Stop, turn around. So who am I talking to today? I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to the people in this room. I'm talking to the people in the audience. Today is a day that you can make the change. Accept Christ in your life and get the benefits. Of course there's benefits to choices you make. There's also consequences to the choice you make. But I'd rather get the benefits than the consequences any day of the week. I think you feel the same way. I think your spirit's leading you the same way. So it's Good Friday before Resurrection Sunday. For an individual that loved you so much that he gave his life so you could have the ultimate victory. That always gives you hope. Whatever's going on in your life, you have hope. But it's important. Through your life process, when I say life process, that's everything. That covers everything. If you're getting up in the morning, to wherever the first words that come out your mouth to, the first person you talk to, the first cup of coffee or last cup of coffee, that covers everything. Your life process, once you understand where your center is, then you know what direction you need to move in. But the model is the Christ model, to be connected to your spirit. And so once you understand that you've one belong to somebody, you've been bought with a price, you have to represent because you're someone's child. I know everybody knows. That's James Kidd. He shouldn't be doing that. Now, James Kidd may not hear that, but I guarantee you James does. Even if your namesake, your last name is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, does not mean that you're not supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing. That gives you no excuse at all. You have always have the opportunity to choose. Choose you today what you're going to have, what you're going to do. Choose life. And you know what? For some people, choosing life is the hardest thing to do. Why is that? Because not being led by the Spirit, they're being led by fear. Do not be led by fear, because fear will lead you over the cliff every time. That false evidence appearing real will prevent you from making the decision that you need to make in order to get across the finish line. So, don't introduce yourself to fear. Think on the things of good and positive in your life that are uplifting. Focus on those things. Yes, bad things happen to good people, but good people should be connected to Christ. That enables you to get through anything. Whether you lost the highest basketball game, or you're working something against that's working against your health. Whatever you have to get through, you can get through. But you have to have the connection. You have to have the faith, the belief that you can, because he says you can. When everyone else says you can.
Listen to my daddy on the $1 Million Idea Network.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through it in that process, encourage someone, help someone, mentor someone, talk to someone, write someone, text someone, call someone, let them know that they can do the very same thing too. And today we're talking about things of the Spirit, the Christ in you on this Good Friday, the joyous Good Friday, know that we will win in the end because Christ paid the price for us all. And since we've been bought, we're owned, and so someone loved us so much that they gave their life for us. Again, we're talking about, again, things of the Spirit, and it's critical to understand that you are a complete being. What you do in your flesh will affect your mind and will affect your spirit. So you can't do anything you want to do in the flesh because that will take place. And we say this message all the time because you will not hear that message in school. You won't hear that message in some churches. You won't hear that message on TV. This is what you just go ahead and do it. It's not going to do anything. Drink all the alcohol you want, take all the drugs you want, have all the sex you want. It's not going to affect anything. But it's a lie. They're lying to you because they don't want you to get across the finish line. They don't want you to get to the top of the mountain. They don't want you to have peace in your life. They, who is they? The enemy. Understand this. It is his job to make sure you don't get across the finish line. And man, he is on his job. So once you understand that it is his job, that he's going to work 24/7, you have to be, it cannot just be a job for you. It's got to be your purpose in life to do the opposite. Your purpose in life to do the opposite. Your purpose in life to endure. Your purpose in life to overcome. Your purpose in life to experience the victory because you're supposed to experience the victory. And what is the victory? Victory is that total prosperity. Being prosperous in your spirit, in your soul, slash mind, in your body. But not just you, but the people around you experiencing the same thing. The people around you experiencing the same thing. The victory. We got the victory. But we get the victory through Christ. Because it is your spirit that will bring you through. It will not be your mind. It will not be the strength in your body. It's your spirit. But I remember when I was in basic training, and there's this guy. Man, this guy was fit. This man could run however many miles he wanted to just by thinking about it. But what happens is the spirit that stops you, or his lack of spirit. It wasn't that he couldn't do the push-ups. Is that he didn't believe he could do the push-ups. And that's how some of our military people, that is truly their strength. Their spirit is actually pulling them through because their connection. You'll find that military people are one of the most spiritual people that you're going to meet because what? They deal with death on a regular basis. They are the death dealers that are provided for our protection. But understand this. Take their job so seriously, but they understand that they have to have a connection also. And that's what pulls them through the adversity. And that's something that cannot be trained or taught. It's something you have to be experienced. You have to experience. It's that effort when your body says no, that your mind and your spirit takes over and pushes it to the next level. That's how you have your special forces people. That's how you have your Navy SEALs and all that kind of stuff. They're not doing the ordinary. They're doing the extraordinary on a regular basis. But what allows them to do the extraordinary on a regular basis is not the strength of their body. It's the spirit and their heart and their connection. And you're probably not going to hear what I just said from anybody else. It's not because, of course, you have to do your due diligence. You have to do your exercise. And remember, what I always say, you always do what you can do in the real world and God will do the supernatural for you. You do what you do in your natural world, and God will do the supernatural. But your spirit will bring you through. Your connection is what will bring you through. Not your mind, not your body. Now, mind you, you can get this idea that pops out of nowhere to resolve a situation. And I guarantee that's something that's been seated in your spirit. It just kind of trickled down to your mind and say, hey, it's time for this answer. Go and run with it. But also, when you get the answer, run with it. Do not wait. I'm talking about today things of the spirit. But also in things of the spirit, the righteous take us by force. You just don't sit around and say, oh, it's going to come. The money's going to drop out the sky any minute. I can tell. I can feel it. No, that's not how it works. You have to be intentional. You have to be prepared. Be prepared for the blessing. You have to be prepared for the opportunity. You have to work your talent. And when the opening happens, that's when you go for it. Today, we're talking about things of the Spirit. And the gentleman that I was in basic training with in the Army, he did get through because he finally convinced himself that he could do it. It was his spirit that got him through the push-ups, the sit-ups, and the run. Understand this. Your body is going to talk. Your mind's going to talk. Your spirit's going to talk, but which voice are you going to listen to? Choose the spirit. That's the one that's going to pull you through. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here on Victory Friday, and we're going to put some more music out here for you just to remind you that you can make it. You can do it. You can get across the finish line. And you know what? You can get it all back.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violence, take it! Take it! By force!
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio, and we're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking about the Spirit, things of the Spirit, what the Spirit can do for you, how you're supposed to be connected with the Spirit, and the benefits of having a connection. But understand this, that you have to have a connection. You're going to be connected to something. Which it's up in your mind to determine. It's up to you to determine what you're going to be connected to. Because everything has a spiritual representation. Fear has spiritual representation. Lust has a spiritual representation. Everything that's negative has a spiritual representation. So if your spirit connects to that, one of the negative things, that's what's going to proceed in your life until you make the decision to turn around. And it's that easy. Just stop. People say, no, I can't stop. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
It's just that easy. You make up in your mind what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and then do it. And the thing that's most concerning about that process I just mentioned to you, if someone is talking about thinking about suicide, they've made up in their mind, they committed to a process, and they're going to do it. But you have to turn. That's the enemy using the positive and trying to switch to a negative. You have to make up in your mind, commit to a plan, and do that. That process works for you getting the victory. Don't wait till something crazy to commit. No. Do it now. Choose ye today whom you will serve. Serve either yourself or God. Again, we're talking about what we are. Oh, wait a minute. One more time. Someone says, I've gone too long without doing this. Yes, you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole body, and congratulations. You made it. You're at this level. You're at this plateau. You have another one to go up, but you made it to this one. You got through the end of the week. For some people, it was pretty rough. But you know what? All that roughness is behind you now because it's now in the past. Look forward and see how bright your future is. Because it is bright. It doesn't matter where you're at. It is bright. It doesn't matter where you're working. It's bright. It doesn't matter who you're with. It's bright. It doesn't matter what stuff you got. Your future is bright. It doesn't matter what stuff you don't have. It doesn't matter if you're not with anybody. It's still bright. Because you have to love yourself. That's the second part of this. Is that knowing that you're loved by Christ, you can love yourself. And that is another critical thing. Because in order for you to give love, you have to have self-love. You're always sharing what is truly inside of you. If you're truly a jerk inside, you're going to be sharing all your fruits with other people. So, what is truly inside of you? Are you identifying with the Christ inside of you or identifying with one of those other sinners that's going to lead you to death? All those sinners lead you to death. Not just a physical death, not just a mental death, but a spiritual death. And you don't want that. Nobody wants that. That's why I'm here today, to give you a message that only you're supposed to hear at this particular point in time, including myself, because this is totally unscripted. Matter of fact, people understand that sometimes some of the messages that we do and come across here weren't there 5 minutes before the show. So that's how the Lord works. The message we're talking about today was not here 5 minutes before the show. We're going to talk about something absolutely different. But you have to be obedient, because in obedience, you also get the victory. That's part of being your spiritual life, being obedient. When we're talking about things of the Spirit and the habits of the Spirit, the very first one that is discussed is obedience. And then prayer, Bible study, stewardship, forgiveness, service, praise and thanksgiving, sharing God's love and worship. Now, we're slowly running out of the clock time here. Now, coming up next week, we're going to be talking with Will Smith on Monday. We'll be listening to Will Smith on Monday, but we'll soon be talking to him. Will Smith, everyone knows or heard of Will Smith, but he has some profound things to say in terms of getting you in the right center, helping you determine what you want to do and how you're going to do it. We'll have some words from Will Smith on Monday for Inspiration Monday. Also coming up next week, we were going to do our big A announcement today, but we're going to switch it to Monday. We're going to have two announcements on Monday that's going to be critical to our organization. And we're going to talk about that on Monday. And we're very excited about that. It's the next level thing and all that good stuff. But, you know, when you get to the next level, you have to do the next level work also. So we're very excited about that. Also, we have some other projects going on. Also, we'll probably extend our open house another couple of days, too. You know, real happy with that. And if you have some questions, you know, social media, we'll be talking social media next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. What is social media business? And also, we'll be starting a social media class a week from Monday. And it's a free class. You know, if you want to become a part, just contact me here, cfc.childs@gmail.com. Or go on to our website, milliondollaridenetwork.com, and you can get some more information on that. This weekend is Resurrection Sunday. Take a moment to understand, to comprehend, to remember what you've gone through, and then realize what Christ went through for you. Because anything that you're going through right now pales into comparison what he went through for you. Let me say that again. Whatever's going on in your life right now, anything, set that up next to Christ, and it doesn't seem that bad. Because what Christ went through for you, no one else has, no one else will. But Christ did it for you. So, if you're not where you're supposed to be, that's okay. If you don't have the money that you want to have, that's okay. If you don't have the house that you want to have, that's okay. But as long as you got the peace in your spirit, as long as you have the joy in your spirit, the peace in your mind, and the health in your body, you've already won. Let me say that again. Joy in your spirit, peace in your mind, and health in your body, you've made it. You got the victory. If you're working towards joy in your mind, working towards joy in your spirit, working towards peace in your mind, working towards health in your body, you got the victory. Because you're progressively realizing your ideal. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back with our final commentary for today and also your safety briefing. We'll be right back. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Minor technical difficulty. I actually did pretty good today. I welcome everybody back to the show, and this is for our final commentary today. If you want to get across the finish line, it's going to be your spiritual connection that's going to do it. So I invite you to invite Christ in your life. Ask him to come into your life. Ask him to sit in the high part of your life. Allow him become part of your high life. High part of your life, from the lead, govern, and guide you. Recognize, knowledge that he's the Son of God. Repent from what you're doing right now. Forgive, because forgiveness is part of the formula. If you can't forgive those around you, you cannot be forgiven. Understand that it's a process. Once you accept Christ in your life, everything will not be fixed. Everything will not be okay. But it's moving in a direction for that. So I encourage you to go to church this weekend, and also in the process, if you need a relationship with Christ, ask Christ to come. He will come and sit on the high part of your life to lead, govern, and guide you, and also be obedient, because in that obedience, you will not have sacrifice. And also understand that you belong to him, and because you belong to him, you have to represent him through yourself. Again, it's on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. It's funny, people ask why we use the Million Dollar Idea Network. Why is it $1 million? It's because it's really not about the money. It's about you. It's not about the money. It's not about the stuff, about the things. But understand this, that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole body. Literally millions of people didn't do that. Literally millions of people did not get up with you today. But you have won by the mere fact that you're pushing forward in things of the spirit, things of the mind, and of the body. So, and for today, one more time for the people, the peeps out there, your victory applause. Great job this week, y'all. To be having another technical difficulty. Why? I do not know. But with that being said, know this. This is your city briefing for the weekend. For all the children out there, make sure you're holding someone's hand when you cross the street. All your adults out there, make sure you're holding someone's hand when you cross the street. And before then, look both ways. Also, in that process, don't eat too much cake, don't eat too much steak, don't eat too much of anything, but eat just the right amount so that you're satisfied. Be blessed and highly favored. Enjoy your loved ones around you. For the time we're here on this earth is short, but let it be joyous in the time that we're in. Be blessed and highly favored. And for today, that is all I got. guess we truly have an mental a technical difficulty here. All right. Well, we're going to keep on keeping on here. Again, I want everyone to be blessed, highly favored. Love somebody, because God loves you. I love you. And if you're doing something wrong, turn around and just stop it. Say, I'm sorry. If you stand on someone's toe, get off it. And say, excuse me. So, guys, have a blessed weekend. Love you. At this point in time, yes, you're supposed to hit the outro, but it's not coming out, but it's all good. So, today's been a production of CASC 2015. Be blessed and highly favored. And see you on the radio in 48.